You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
All right, Donnie. It's the playoff version of the quiz show. The records, you throw out the records for the quiz show. Donnie won the regular season, and he won by a landslide. And it hurt. I'm going to admit that. But I also don't care about that, because I plan on winning the Super Bowl.
Joe wouldn't even make the playoffs if we were allowed to just put in the best teams here,
no.
Donnie. He would not even have made it.
Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. The text line brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Oh, and the hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for over 50 years. Limits has the questions. I don't know if we have the answers, but Donnie, I've got a clean slate. I'm here to win. Who's first, Limits?
All right, it's time for our favorite or least favorite part of the show, depending on who you ask, the quiz show. The first question will go to you, Joe.
All right.
Okay, Joe. Steelers-Texans on Monday marks the first time that the two teams will play in the playoffs.
Yeah.
The Steelers and Texans last met in Houston on October 1st, 2023. This Steelers player led the team in receiving with one catch for 32 yards.
I'm having trouble summoning that game in my brain.
32 yards was the high in receiving.
Is 23, you said?
32. In 2023, yes.
Okay. So it must have been Mitch Trubisky or Kenny Pickett at quarterback?
Yes.
In Houston. Oh, yeah, I do remember this game now. I'll say Deontay.
Deontay Johnson is incorrect.
I will go with George Pickens.
George Pickens is incorrect.
Jaylen Warren.
Incorrect.
Let's see, 2023. Who was like...
Who was on that team in 2023?
Would that be like an Allen Robinson?
That's a great guess, Donnie, but it's incorrect.
Najee Harris.
Joe, on the board. Najee Harris, one catch for 32 yards in that game.
How the hell did he get 32 yards on a catch?
No,
it's the longest play of his career.
According to the box score.
I have no memory of that game. I lied. I have no memory of them being in Houston.
No memory of that game.
What was the score?
Destroyed. 30-6.
Oh, now I do remember that game. Yes.
Yeah, they got killed.
Okay,
Donnie. Yeah, C.J. Stroud, as a rookie, ate them alive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Donnie, the last time that the Steelers beat the Texans was in 2020, 28-21, during their 11-game winning streak to start the year. Ben Roethlisberger threw two touchdown passes. One was to Juju. Who was the other two?
Chase Claypool?
No. Incorrect.
Freiermuth?
No. Incorrect. Not Freiermuth.
Ray McLeod.
Ray McLeod is a great answer, but it's incorrect. It is an obscure Steeler.
2021?
2020.
20. That team. I know who it was. It was the receiver whose name I can never remember.
Yeah, the receiver whose name you can't remember.
D. It began with a D.
A D?
His first, DeMarcus Ayers.
No.
I was going to say Eric Ebron.
Is that your guess?
Yes, it is.
We're tied. Oh, Eric Ebron is the answer. Eric Ebron. Lions legend.
Former top 10 pick, baby.
The Big E. All right.
Okay, the next question goes to you, Joe.
Little adversity never hurt, did it, Donnie?
Joe, the Steelers played in Houston on Christmas Day in 2017.
Yeah.
The Texans scored one touchdown late in the game, and this Texans player that scored celebrated by doing a snow angel on the field. But this Steelers player joined the Texans player, and the Texans player was not very happy about what happened. Who was the Steelers player that joined in on the celebration?
So it must have been a Texans offensive player and a Steelers defensive player in 2017.
2017. Donnie knows the answer. I can see it in his eyes.
Does he really?
Yep, I can see it in his eyes.
I think so.
I'll say Vince Williams.
I cannot believe he got that right. I knew Donnie would
get
it.
You gotta be kidding me.
But that's why I gave Joe the question.
It was DeAndre Hopkins who made an insane catch.
It was.
But it was like 27-0 at that point.
Yes, it was an absolute blowout.
Donnie, playoffs are a different ballgame. I'm like Robert Horry. I average 4 points in the regular season and then 20 in the postseason.
Okay, Donnie, I think this one's gettable for you.
It's my turn limits.
No, it's not. I just asked you the question.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Donnie, the Texans' first playoff game ever was against the Bengals during the 2011 season. This Texans player scored the first playoff pick six in franchise history off the red rifle, Andy Dalton.
J.J. Watt.
J.J. Watt is correct. How about that? J.J. Watt, a defensive lineman, Joe.
I mean, we were just looking at his numbers last week for some reason. I can't remember why. He had 5 defensive touchdowns 1 year.
That's crazy.
Which is just stupid.
I think they threw him a touchdown a couple of times.
Yeah, he would go in on the offense a little bit, too.
They should throw T.J. Watt out there to catch a pass this game. Or maybe Cam Hayward on the tush push.
Yeah,
what if they handed it to
now.
Cam?
How about that little wrinkle? They give it to Cam Hayward.
That would be incredible.
Instead of Gainwell.
Like
Gainwell's the lead blocker.
I will give Artie a lot of credit for how they've sort of expanded their tush-push tree, right?
Yeah, they have.
All right, 2-2.
All right, next question. This is to you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
Joe, this question was submitted by Ray Fittipaldo.
Okay.
Joe, Ray asks, what was the name of the Houston Oilers defensive back who returned a Terry Bradshaw interception 75 yards for a touchdown in the 1975 AFC Championship game? And remember, Joe's wheelhouse
you're right.
that he asked for is right in this era.
I mean, that's a long time ago.
I have
ago.
Catered a couple of questions for Joe that I thought that he would get
I
right.
appreciate that. I didn't know it was going to be a Houston Oilers defensive back with a meaningless touchdown.
The carryover,
but I do appreciate that.
The carryover from last
Ken
night's
Burrows.
State dinner
Ken
has
Burrows.
Taken place today.
Ken Burrows.
Ken Burrows, even though you said it 3 times, is not correct either time.
I mean, I have zero idea.
This wasn't a game you went back and watched, Donnie?
No, I have not gone back to watch the 75 AFC playoffs.
It's clue time limits. Who was it? Give us a clue.
Give you a clue?
Yeah.
Well, let me research a clue.
I don't know. Oilers defensive backs of the 70s.
He also played for the New Orleans Saints.
Yeah, that doesn't help.
I mean, it's really only your shot here, Joe. I'm not going to...
Ken Burrows is the... I don't even know if Ken Burrows... he might have been a Bengal. I don't know who the hell he was.
He only played 5 seasons.
Well, that really helps. I don't know. I don't know.
Ray's answer to the question is Vernon Perry.
He was...
Any relation to Darren Perry?
I don't know.
Penn State's own?
Vernon Perry
Steeler?
Was a good player.
But I just looked up Vernon Perry right now, and he said that... He started his career in 1979. Would it have been the 1979 AFC Championship game and Ray got the year wrong?
Could have been, and everything's moot now, so I get another question. I was thinking about the wrong team.
Throw the question out. It's gone.
Illegal question
like
limits.
In a court of law.
illegal evidence. You can't use that evidence.
Please take all of your derogatory comments and throw it towards Ray.
Who's up?
The next question is for Donnie.
Okay.
Donnie, the Texans are one of four teams to never make the Super Bowl. Can you name the other three? And you have to name all three to get a point.
Vikings. Browns.
Donnie, to make the Super Bowl. The Vikings and Steelers played in Super Bowl IX.
Oh, my. I'm thinking win the Super Bowl.
Joe, your chance to steal.
The Lions.
The Lions.
The Browns.
The Browns.
And now I'm angry.
And now you're angry. The Houston Texans are one. Who's the fourth?
The Jacksonville Jaguars. Yeah, Donnie. Let's go. Let's go.
I'm Good Team Joe, Joe today. Okay, Joe. This takes us into the final question. Which, and you've already been given an assist.
And this is worth 3 points, so whoever gets this, wins. Yeah, and Donnie, this is where Donnie has made his money. Yep. This is where Donnie wins these.
You've already been given a little bit of a leg up here.
Yeah.
Because the Texans are one of 12 teams in NFL history that have never won a Super Bowl. How many of the 12 can you name?
That have never won a Super Bowl.
That have never won a Super Bowl. Out of the 30, 12 have never won.
I can name 11.
Donnie, can you name all 12?
I'll let him do 11.
Wow, 11 for Joe here.
Wow.
Wow. Donnie does not take all 12.
All right, let's do it.
I feel like I could name all 12.
Let's go.
Okay, Joe, here we go.
Don't I know it, the Buffalo Bills.
The Buffalo Bills.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Cleveland Browns.
The Houston Texans.
The Houston Texans.
The Chargers.
Chargers.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I thought I felt like Buddy the Elf when he was like, Thursday? Thursday! The Chargers? The Chargers!
Right, exactly. Okay. Eagles. The Detroit Lions.
The Detroit Lions, you're at 5.
Okay. Did win a Super Bowl, so don't say that, you idiot.
Who, you idiot?
Come on, there's 11?
Are some 12!
Of these, are some of these teams extinct?
No. They're all current teams.
Did I say Cleveland?
You said Cleveland, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you already said Cleveland.
I think it was your second one.
You have said Cleveland. You have said Houston. You have said Buffalo.
Mm-hmm.
You have said the Chargers.
And the Lions.
And he said the Lions. That is who he has said. You're at 5.
I know.
The clock is ticking. At 5.
I know the clock's ticking. You don't think I feel this pressure? And I said, wait a second. Seattle. No, not Seattle.
Seattle?
No.
Seattle?
Wipe Seattle off there. I panicked, Donnie. That was a quick retraction.
Okay, we give him one.
Do I get the retraction?
Yeah.
We give him one retraction based on last night's bill.
Arizona.
You're up to 6.
I don't know who else. Who else haven't I said?
Well, if I gave you the answer.
I know, if you gave me the answer.
That would ruin the show.
Who's in the NFC South? Tampa Bay, they've won a Super Bowl.
Who else is in the NFC South?
Carolina.
Are you guessing Carolina?
Yeah.
Are you submitting
I'm
that
guessing
as an answer?
Carolina,
you
yeah.
You're correct.
It's Tampa Bay, Carolina, New Orleans, and who's the fourth team in the NFC South?
I don't know. Who is the fourth team in the NFC South?
I don't know. Who is the fourth team in the NFC South?
I'm not allowed to tell you who the fourth team is in the NFC South.
Team in the NFC South, it's Tampa. They stink, whoever they are. It's the Saints, the Bucks, the Panthers.
And
the... whoever the fourth team is, I'll say them.
Dallas Cowboys.
They're not in the South.
No, they're not.
Who do you think I am, Nicholas Callis? I'm just having a... I'm having a brain...
Do you know what conference they're in?
Who's the fourth team in the
NFC
South?
I'm not allowed to tell you. As the judge and arbiter of the quiz show, I'm not allowed to give you that answer.
Whoever that team is, I pick them.
You're currently at 7. And Joe, I cannot grant you that. You need to name the team. So you better pivot.
The Minnesota Vikings is another one.
The Minnesota Vikings is another one.
What am I up to? 9?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Chargers.
Clock is ticking, big boy. I'm giving you two more minutes until 1:22 in real time.
The Las Vegas Raiders. The Las Vegas Raiders.
No.
How would that work?
It's still the Raiders franchise.
But not the Las Vegas Raiders.
Does that matter? It's still the Raiders franchise. From Oakland to LA and back to Oakland.
I think it carries over.
It carries over.
It's not like they went extinct and then came back.
No.
And
this is not like, well, I don't want to give you that.
They
answer.
Did go extinct. No, they didn't.
They went from
Oakland
to Vegas.
No, they did not. It's always been.
I mean, obviously, the Raiders have won Super Bowls and lots of them, but the Las Vegas iteration of the Raiders has never won one.
So, yeah, but it doesn't matter. We're still counting the the Rams as the St. Louis Rams when they moved to L.A. before they won the Super Bowl in L.A. They still are a Super Bowl champion because they won in St. Louis.
Who else then? Who else hasn't won it? I don't know.
Donnie, who was that team in the NFC South that blew a 28-3 lead in the Super
Falcons.
Bowl?
The
Falcons.
Atlanta Falcons.
Okay, that's 10.
Jags would have been another
Jags
one.
The Jags. I forgot about the Jags. And there's one more.
There was one team that... No, there's two more teams. There's one team that fell 1 yard short in the Super Bowl.
Titans.
The Tennessee Titans.
Oh, God,
and
I forgot the Titans.
You forgot about your own backyard. Your own backyard of the AFC North. Did he say it? Did he say backyard?
Oh, the AFC North.
I said the Bengals and the Browns.
You did say the Bengals?
I don't know if you said the Bengals.
I did.
You never
said
the Bengals. No, you did not. I never had it marked down.
Well, it doesn't matter now because I got it wrong. I still think it's a technicality. The Las Vegas Raiders have never won it.
Texter, cut him off limits. This is painful to listen to.
Well, by that.
Other Texter, you failed, Joe. Accept it.
Yeah, I failed. Yeah. They're right. All right. Once again, Donnie, you win it on the last one. Go ahead. Send us out. I quit.
What?
Yeah, I'm quitting.
I have done a good job of manipulating that final question.
Which is why I overreached because I was trying to, it's like two baseball managers and you have just totally outmanaged me in the ninth inning.
I didn't think you were going to go
I thought you were
going to
take
11.
The bait and go, take all 12 and get them.
No, I was going to go like halfway. I was going to go like six.
All right. 1-0 in the playoffs.
This is like Dave Roberts running circles around our friend Shelty.
All right.
Actually, the Brian Shelty did well against the Dodgers.
He did, against the Dodgers.
Maybe
yeah.
Pat Murphy and the Brewers.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
All right, Donnie, you beat me again in the quiz show. Came down to the wire and I choked.
It was a valiant effort, Joe. You had me stressing.
But it's a new day.
I thought you were finally going to get there.
So did I. And I forgot about the Tennessee. How could you? Well, everybody forgets about the Tennessee Titans. That's an obvious answer there. How could you forget about them? How couldn't you forget about that franchise? What a horrible franchise, aren't they, Donnie?
They've had what? I mean.
Actually, they're not as bad as some others.
No, I mean.
But they just can never get over the hump.
No. I mean, that Super Bowl when I was a kid, that was, the fourth quarter was an all-timer.
Yeah.
When Dyson was a yard short.
Yes.
But yeah, I mean, they've had, they had some good years with McNair and Eddie George, and then they had that random really good year in 08. Remember that one?
Yeah. And then they had some good years under Vrabel.
Yeah, 2021. They're also like a classic team. They've been the number one seed like three or four times, and I think they've lost their first playoff game almost every one of those times.
Chris Johnson, the great running back, sprained an ankle in that Ravens game a long time ago when the Ravens then came to Pittsburgh and the Steelers beat him.
They lost to the Ravens, I think, twice in the divisional round.
Yeah.
2000, they lost to them, and then...
I take that back. Not really a horrible franchise, although they kind of are at the moment. There's worse, but just a hard luck, I guess, when it gets to the playoffs.
21, well, they lost to Burrow and the Bengals.
Yeah. I thought they had it the one year. I thought they were going to ride Derrick Henry all the way to the Super Bowl, but they lost to the Chiefs.
Yeah, that was like their most impressive playoff run other than the Super Bowl appearance.
Patrick Mahomes did him in. All right, Limits, we're ready. Tell us where we are in our picks for the whole year, and let's do the playoff games.
All right, Joe. Following last week, where Donnie went 4-6, Joe went 3-7, and I went 6-4. A big part of that was because, Joe, you asked, does Myles Garrett break the sack record?
That's right.
And you said no.
Yep.
So that ended up being the question that made, Joe, you and I are tied at 71-66.
Wait a minute, what did that have to do with
it? We made that a three-point question.
Wait, that wasn't a three-point question.
I thought the Garrett one. Well, no, it wasn't. You're right.
When did you guys do
are
that?
Are you sure about that, Joe? Are you sure about that?
What?
Yeah, Donnie, we asked that.
We asked that last week, and you said yes.
So I would have gotten a point there.
Yeah, you got a point. Yeah. And little did I know, Joe Burrow would take a dive for him.
He did kind of pull a Favre.
That son of a Boris Yeltsin.
You think TJ Watt's going to approach Joe Burrow 20 years from now and get in his face?
He might.
Hey, man, you cost me the sack record.
Like Gastineau at the card show?
Yeah, with Favre. I think he became the most awkward encounter ever.
Oh, God.
I think he should.
What do we got here? Where are we?
Donnie is two games back right now.
What's his record?
Two games back. Donnie is 69-68.
What am I?
You are 71-66.
All right, I'm satisfied with where I am because I was way behind early in the season. So here we go. And you have the same record?
I have the same record.
We're going to go right down to the final game of the year, I think.
Remember, Donnie, if we win, we get a sick dinner.
No, you don't. Let's go. Here we go.
Okay, Donnie, here we go. The Peach Bowl, number 5, Oregon versus number 1, Indiana. Indiana is favored by 3.5. I'm a little bit concerned about a backdoor cover here, but I'm going to go with Indiana to win it by a touchdown. I have them as my national champs.
I am also going to go with Indiana. I think they could win the game by 10. Really impressive against Alabama. That national championship game should be a great one. They just feel like a team of destiny to me. They got to the playoff last year kind of as the... Hey, did this team really belong? They got blown out, and they came back with a vengeance. I'm going to take Indiana to win and cover.
I agree with every syllable and quarter syllable Donnie just said. I mean, I love Kurt Cignetti. I think this point spread should be bigger. They're the best team in college football. It could happen.
Yeah.
I have a lot of respect for Lanning and Oregon, but in a one-game situation, of course it could happen, but I don't think it's going to. I think they're going to win by 10 or more.
A battle of two quarterbacks that could go number 1 and number 2 in the NFL draft if Dante Moore decides to declare. I think he should go back to Oregon.
Why should he do that?
No, actually, I do want him to leave because it's better if Dante Moore is not playing for Oregon.
Because who's better, Dante
chances.
Moore, Mendoza, or Drew Aller?
I'm abstaining from asking your dumb questions at this point. Anything that has to do with Drew Aller, I will no longer
answer.
Wait
a second.
I will look at you.
Hold on a second. It's not legit to ask who you think the best pro quarterback of the three will be?
No, because you're using it just to try to smear my own rhetoric. That's what you're doing. You're trying
smearing,
to make a mockery of me.
Rhetoric.
You're trying to make a mockery of me.
No, I'm making a mockery of your love for Drew Aller.
No, I'm making a mockery of you now.
I think the next quarterback in Limitsis will make you very happy. Of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the next franchise quarterback is going to be Drew Aller.
I will not tolerate it from you, Joe.
Joe, and
that will be played every
just,
time you
just
say
because
that.
I thought
every
that,
time I, that will be
just
played.
Because I thought that he might be ticketed for the Steelers. Didn't yep. think I would have done it, or that I thought he was good.
It doesn't matter. You still said it,
Joe. An over under for you.
Yeah.
Drew Aller is drafted 36 and a half hours after Dante Moore and Fernando Mendoza.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code AUDIO for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code AUDIO.
Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTokAds.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Over. You?
I think I'd go over. I think it's going to be day three.
All right, next.
The Rams and the Panthers, as we go to the NFL, the 4-5 matchup in the NFC. The Rams are 10.5-point favorites here, Joe.
Yeah, I like them to cover. I think they're going to hammer this team. Nick Kostos covered it well earlier when he pointed out some of the lucky things that happened when the Panthers beat them. The Rams are way better than them. The Rams have had a nice little rest here after some tough losses late in the season, maybe costing Matthew Stafford the MVP award, by the way. But they're going to be loaded here for Bear, or in this case, loaded for Panther. They're going to win the game by 2 touchdowns.
Donnie?
Yeah, a couple of weird losses for L.A. They also haven't had Devontae Adams for like a month, and he is still great. He is still elite. I think that brings a ton back to their offense. So now they have two elite receivers. I think they're going to cover here 10.5. You know, as fun as it was for the Panthers to make it my playoff Panthers, Joe, I don't know if you remember. I had the Panthers in the playoffs. way back when.
Before I do.
Before the season began. That was a good pick.
Yeah.
Now, I also had Seattle finishing last in the NFC West, but we will...
We all have things we're proud of and not so proud of, Donnie.
We avoid talking about that one. I think it comes to an end. The Panthers backed their way into the postseason. I think it's going to be, I don't know, maybe like a 24-10,
yeah,
27-13 game.
Sounds very reasonable.
As the great Lee Corso once said, not so fast, my friend.
Ooh.
The line of 10.5 scares me. And I think there's going to be a backdoor cover by the Carolina Panthers that it'll either be they will lose by 10 or they will lose by 7, but they will score late in the game to make it closer. The Rams will still win, but the Panthers will cover.
Imagine if they had Drew Aller, Donnie. Sorry, Limits. Next.
I think the next quarterback in Limits, this will make you very happy, of the Pittsburgh Steelers, the next franchise quarterback is going to be Drew Aller.
I wasn't kidding. It'll be played every time.
All right, here we go.
Packers-Bears, Joe. Chicago's favored by 1.5. You made this bet with Nick Costos, so I think I know where you're going.
I mean, the Packers are petering out here. Understandably, the Micah Parsons injury just sapped their spirit, their belief, I feel like. And I feel like the Bears are soaring in the other direction. And I feel like this could even be much bigger than 3 points. Or what's the spread? 1.5?
1.5. Packers are favored.
Yeah. The Packers are favored. That's right. I think it could be a touchdown to a 10-point win for the Bears.
Yeah, I don't know if I'm a sucker for looking at the line like this and thinking that it has to be the Bears because I think they're the better team. I think they're going to win straight up. I told you guys at dinner last night, I think this could actually be the biggest blowout of the weekend. I think that LA-Carolina game would be around 11 or 14 points.
Wow.
Green Bay is leaking oil. They feel to me like the Steelers of 2024.
Yeah.
They were 9-3-1 at one point, fellas. Now they're 9-7-1. Their defense is lost without Micah Parsons on the field. They looked horrific against a good running team in Baltimore in that game right around Christmas. Chicago can pound the football. They have two good running backs, and Caleb Williams can make his plays, and Ben Johnson will have things cooked up. I think the Bears will run them over. I think this could be like a 24-3 game or 24-7 final score. Give me Chicago. They're 5-3 at home against the spread. Packers 2-6-1 on the road against the spread.
Man, this game does scare me, especially because Matt LaFleur is coaching for his job. It's a very important game for Jordan Love. Yes, we are on the air, Pony. Thank you.
Sorry. Nobel Peace.
Do you have cookies?
Okay, buddy.
Does he have cookies, Limits?
Pony's just trying to make jokes at me.
Oh. About Drew Aller? Maybe,
no, I think I'll just rip him for, I don't know. We could rip him for Brandon Ayuk. We could rip him for a lot of things if we wanted to. The Packers and Bears, I think the Bears ultimately do win it, but it would not surprise me at all if Green Bay went in there and won. Not whatsoever. So I hesitantly am with you guys and pick the Bears.
What's cooking brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Very kindly. Social media's biggest loser,
Pony,
brought to you by Awaken 180 Weight Loss. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. Usually it's Malzi. Today for you it's his partner.
Today it is Andrew Filippone for being social media's biggest loser.
That hurts, Donnie, doesn't it? He's part of your show.
He'll be okay. I think enough people get at him on social media.
Yeah. He'll survive. Rainy with a high of 62. Tunchilkin, low of 40. Danny Murtaugh. Fan weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. We got to get moving here, gentlemen. We have at least 3 or 4 more games, so let's go.
I think Buffalo's talking with a spirit here, Joe. Talking proud, going into Jacksonville and winning. The Jags are favored by 1.5 after the Bills were originally favored. The line has shifted to Jacksonville.
Really?
Yeah, 1.5.
Why? What happened?
I don't know.
What happened, Donnie?
Are
you sure about that, Limits?
The site I'm using, I use Covers normally for this. They have Buffalo -1.
You've gone nuts.
I see on the score, it's Jacksonville by 1.5. But maybe I'll check on somewhere else, Donnie.
What are we using? What's the line that we're using here?
Yeah, what do we want to use?
Let's see what FanDuel has.
Oh, my God.
A tiebreaker.
This is incorrigible. Bills.
Don't worry, Joe. It won't take as long as you try to remember how many teams didn't win a Super Bowl. Bills, 1.5.
Okay.
That was unnecessary. I'm sorry.
All right.
That's okay.
I'm going to take the Bills. Basically a pick'em game. You want to talk about LaFleur and Green Bay in a coaching performance for his job. That's what Sean McDermott's doing on Sunday afternoon.
Yeah,
he
probably.
He knows even as a wild card, there's no Mahomes that you can make excuses about in the playoffs this year. Josh Allen has to put on the cape. James Cook has to do what he can do against that Jags defense. I think this is going to be the best game of the weekend, but I will take Buffalo to win it in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville has the better team. They have the better roster. They should win the game, but I'm picking with my heart, so I'll go Buffalo next.
Next up is the Philadelphia Eagles, favored by 5.5 at home against the 49ers, Donnie.
I'm going to go with Philly. San Fran, they're just so beat up. I think Kyle Shanahan did a hell of a job this season with the pieces that he had and, you know, what he lost. I'm concerned by what I witnessed with them against Seattle. They were suffocated by a great defense. I think Philly has a pretty good one, too, when they're all healthy. I will take the Eagles at home to cover the 5.5 points.
Joe?
Yeah, I mean, I saw the Eagles just win in Buffalo. They beat Detroit. They beat Green Bay. They beat the Rams. They beat Kansas City early in the season when Kansas City was good. They beat Tampa. They know what time it is in Philly. It's time to win. Eagles cover.
49ers cover. I think the Eagles win, but I think it'll be by a 3-point score. San Francisco puts together a better performance than some people expect, and I also think that Brock Purdy is going to surprise some people, including me. Philly wins, Niners cover. Chargers, Patriots, the 2-7 matchup. New England is favored by 3.5, Donnie. I am going with Justin Herbert to, if not win, at least cover the 3.5 points. I'm expecting a lot of close games on Super Wild Card Weekend. I hope I'm correct.
It's one of the best weekends of the NFL season. I'm going to take New England to win and cover in this game, fellas. I think it's a touchdown game, but I'm going to take the Pats on Sunday Night Football.
I'm taking the Chargers. I'm taking Jim Harbaugh on the road. I think the combination of a good defense, a great coach, and a really good quarterback, that travels well to me. And I still have a couple questions, not about Drake May. I think he's great. But New England, I saw a couple times late, they should have lost to Baltimore. They blew a 21-0 lead to the Bills. I think they're vulnerable, and I think their magic runs out.
Little breaking news, the NCAA, the day after they lose in the college football playoff, hilariously, I guess, NCAA with always great timing, denies Trinidad Chambliss his 6th year of eligibility.
Yeah, that has always sounded a little bit shaky there, his case. But anyway, last game is the big game, right?
Last game is the big game. Monday Night Football. We can change our minds on our predictions for Monday, but we got to give one now. Steelers, 3-point dogs against the Houston Texans. Who do we like, boys?
Go ahead, Don.
I was going to say the exact score I have, if I go with Houston 16-13, it's a push.
So you've seen that the line has moved to 3, Donnie, correct?
Yeah, so for the sake of this segment and for the sake of picking a team, for now I will have Steelers 16-13, so I'll take them getting the +3.
Steelers 15-10, if I had to sum it up in 5 seconds, the worst unit on the field, and I think by a significant margin, is the Texans offense.
I think that the Steelers will win. And they will move on to potentially host another home playoff game. Aaron Rodgers will be the difference with the ball in his hands on the final drive.
That was a fun show, gentlemen.
Very fun.
See you guys next week. Thank you, Donnie.
Thank you.
Thank you, Donnie. Thank you, Joe.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.